Every so often we have a legend on the programme, a music legend. This is not the type of music legend I normally have on, but he's a very important man. It's Tommy Scott from Space. Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Pete. How are you, fella?
I'm very well indeed. Very well. Thank you for coming on my humble show.
Well, I'm made up to be on. Thank you.
Right. You've got involved with the concert, haven't you?
Yeah, it's going to be great, you know. Loads of great things, loads of great bands on it, stuff, you know. Like we've got The Farm, OMD, Cast, The Icicle Works, Sense of Sound, Christians, you know, it's all for the great cause, you know.
Now, how quickly was it put together? Because I'm curious about that.
It seems so quick. I only knew the Christians were playing it today.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, Johansson, the mayor, has, like, come up with the idea, and, like, Dave Piccolinghi has been, like, getting all the bands together and stuff, you know. And we're all, it's just such a sad thing that's happening, you know. That, and you know what Scousers are like when we get together.
Hence it's called With Love From Liverpool.
There you go, you know. So we're all getting together, you know, because, like, as I say, all the profits go to British Red Cross, and we've been doing a lot, been on the front line helping the refugees, like, with all the people who've been, like trying to help people not drown and stuff when they're crossing over and stuff, you know.
We're talking really to Tommy awesome. Scott from Space, who's going to be one of the stars on the show With Love From Liverpool on the 19th of September. Tommy, tell us how you feel about what's going on, because the country's very divided. If you listen to my phone in at night, you'd hear a lot of people saying we shouldn't be helping these people. Charity begins at home, which I can't get my head around when people say it. I really can't get my head. We're a rich country. They do not know what poverty is in this country.
No, that's true. I mean, I don't understand that myself, because, like, look at what the Scousers did the other day, you know, when all the racists come to town, you know.
Yeah,
We got rid of them, you know, and we're not going to let things like this happen. But, you know, there's too many good people. You know, people are allowed their own views and things. But, like, you know, my opinion is, like, we've got to help who we can, and, you know.
So you didn't hesitate when you were asked to go on the show?
No way, man. Yeah. No, I'm there.
Yeah. No. How's the band doing?
It's not bad, fella. You know, we're not bad. We're just back together. We've got a new single coming out in October and stuff, and we've got like a 30-day tour and stuff. In October, November, and December. So, you know, so we're get back together.
Tommy, do you hate the way the music business is going, or not? Because it's strange, isn't it? Since you've been incredibly successful. Space have been incredibly successful and still will be. But when you look at what's going on, you look at things like the X Factor, and it doesn't do the music industry any favours.
Well, to be honest, Pete, I don't think we wouldn't have made it now. You know, we wouldn't have had a chance to make it. And a lot of bands wouldn't, because it is all that X Factor stuff and things. You know, and I suppose sometimes they do find the odd talented person and stuff, you know what I mean? He's got a really great voice and stuff, but it's just like, it's just a factory, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, but you find somebody with a voice, but what Space have done, and the bands of your ilk, they've been out there working, they've learned stagecraft, they've learned how to handle an audience, they've learned what an audience wants, they've learned how to play those instruments and how to write music. Yeah. That's the difference.
It's true, Pete. You know, that's what we had to, like, do our apprenticeship and stuff, you know. Like, I was in loads of bands. I failed and stuff and never did anything, you know. And then all of a sudden you get your chance, but you've got to work hard and stuff. And these people get it. And then, you know, by the time the next series of X, that they'll be finished.
Yeah. Have you played the Echo Arena before?
I did once. I got up and sung something. You know, it was in the Beatles, and it did the George Harrison song.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Because
so
it's a great room, isn't it? 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's going to be amazing. Like, you know, so that's why we need everyone to come. It's a charity event. Tickets, £25.
Yep.
And you're seeing all them bands, you know. I think that's cheap. And for such a good cause, you know, so...
And they've all put it together, they're all doing it for nothing, so all we need to do is go along. And it's going to be... What I love about these shows are, because of the spontaneity and because of who's on there, that atmosphere, you won't be able to buy that.
No, you're right, Pete, you're right. I'm so looking forward to it, you know. I'm nervous about it, but I'm looking forward to it as well, you know. And I love all the bands that are on. You know?
Now, remind everybody who's on.
Well, we've got us, we've got the farm, OMD, Cast, the Icicle Works, Sense of Sound, you know, Jenny John's band, and the Christians. And I think there's another major band to be confirmed, but I don't know even know who that is myself, you know.
But what you've said is enough. Those are enough. It's going to be a magical, magical night. And it's, as I say, it's a great room, and we've now got the exhibition centre as well. So we've got those three buildings working. Liverpool's on an absolute high right now. And musically, you know, you can't beat Liverpool.
No, it's fantastic, isn't it? Now you've got all the loads of like all the new stuff out as well, haven't you? Like Sugarmen and things. Yeah. Loads of new bands coming out, you know. So let's just long may it continue, you know.
Well, thank you for giving your time, you and everybody else. And it's called With Love from Liverpool. It's the 19th of September. It's 25 quid ahead. And I bet you any money before September, I bet there's more bands announced as well. As well as the one you think about, I bet other people are announced. You know it's going to be one of those where everyone will want to get in on it.
I hope so, Pete. You know, it'd be great, wouldn't it? You know, it would have been good to have some of the old 60s bands doing it and stuff as well, wouldn't it? You know what I mean? Loads of cool bands from all eras, you know.
The problem is you haven't got any time. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Come on, Jerry. We need the Jerry and the Pacemakers. Come on, you can do it. You know.
Jerry won't be able to do it because he'll be working. There's every time I've asked him to do anything with me, he's working. I've never known anyone. Him and the Searchers just won't stop working. Oh, he will die with that guitar around his neck.
I hope I'm working at that age, fella, you know.
Buy your tickets, 25 quid, with Love from Liverpool, 19th of September. Tommy, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Pete.
Ta-da.
Cheers, mate.